Gift.
And I'm Jeremy Jones.
Welcome to Spotlight on FOSS, the video podcast series that focuses on free and open source software and the revolutionary thinkers behind them.
In our pilot episode, we interview Mark Shuttleworth, the founder of the Ubuntu Project.
Mark sat down with us and answered a few questions ranging from what it's like to travel in space to Ubuntu on Dell.
What is it like to travel in space?
So it's an extraordinary privilege to fly in space. It completely changes your perspective on the fragility of the human experience and the fragility of our planet. When you've actually looked down on the Earth and you've seen how much of it has been dramatically altered by ourselves, by humanity, then you realize that we have a real obligation to take very careful decisions about what we do going forward. If you looked at the face of the Earth 200 years ago and you looked at it today, it would look fundamentally dramatically different. And I think we're only just starting to comprehend now the scale of the impact that we are having on the planet. So having seen that firsthand, it certainly has changed my view of what's important in the way we treat the Earth and the way we behave there. It's also an extraordinary thing to go through a process which involves transplanting yourself into a completely different culture, which for me was fascinating to spend a year living mostly in Russia and working with Russians, and to walk through an experience which involves some degree of terror and some degree of boredom and some degree of dedication, and ultimately get to a point which is very privileged and unique. It just was a great experience. I'm very excited about the fact that space is becoming more accessible to everybody else out there, and I look forward to a day when we can all share in that experience, because it does change your perspective.
What would you like the world to know about Ubuntu?
Ubuntu, to my mind, truly captures the spirit of free software. We've had almost 20 years of development in the free software movement, and our goal with the Ubuntu project is to distill all of that down into something which anybody can use, whether they are a software professional, an information technology professional, or whether they are the grandmother of the information technology professional. Ubuntu tries to distill the very, very best of the free software world into something which is convenient to share, convenient to train on, convenient to deploy, convenient to manage. Free software has already changed the economics of the technology industry. If you look at the whole dot-com and internet revolution, it really is powered by free software. But that revolution hasn't yet reached the daily lives of everybody who uses a computer. And so Ubuntu, I hope, will help us take the next step with free software and make it something that everybody uses and that everybody can share. So the things that everybody, I think, would agree about it and that folks should know are that, first, it really is easy to install and easy to use. Second, it genuinely is freely available, and it goes as far as we think is right at this stage towards making sure that it is an entirely free software platform. And it expresses, I think, the best of what's possible with a well-organized community in the free software world. It's also something that anybody can participate in. We have thousands of people participating in developing Ubuntu. And so whatever your particular interests or particular capabilities, you really can help to accelerate the project and help it to do amazing things.
This next segment will highlight some of the key benefits of the Ubuntu desktop, including ease of installation, package management, and some of the applications that are installed by default. When you boot from an Ubuntu CD, the first thing that you'll see is the option to start or install Ubuntu. Ubuntu is in fact a bootable Linux distribution, which also has the ability to install from within that runtime. CD boots us to the GNOME desktop, and on the desktop is an installer which we run, and it asks us for language, time zone, keyboard type. It runs a partitioner to set up the partitions on our hard drive. It tries to import any user information that's on the system. We enter the username and password for our initial user, and we click install. When the installer completes, we click reboot, and we have a login screen, and then we have our new desktop. One of the benefits of Ubuntu, and in fact any Debian-based system, is the excellent package management available. Synaptic is a GUI front end to the apt package management system. Here we're going to search for a podcast grabbing application, select GPodder from the list, mark for install, then we'll click the apply button, review the packages to install, click apply again, and it goes out, downloads the required packages, and runs the installer on them. Had GPodder required any packages that weren't already installed, apt would have gone out, downloaded the required packages, and installed them first, thus resolving the dependency. Then it would install the GPodder core application. After the application finishes installing, I click close, wait for Synaptic to refresh, and then I close the Synaptic application. Now we can see where in the menu GPodder is installed. Not under graphics, not under internet, not under accessories. Let's try sound and video, that would make sense. GPodder is installed there, we click on it, it brings it up, we can see that the application works, and that's good enough. Another benefit of Ubuntu is the choice of applications that were installed by default. Applications such as Tomboy for notes, FSpot for photo management, GIMP for image editing, Firefox for web browsing, Evolution for email, Pigeon for chat, OpenOffice for your office needs, the Totem movie player, and Rhythmbox for music.
You've been watching Spotlight on FOSS. I'm Jeremy Jones.
And I'm Noah Gift. Stay tuned.